to the amazing taste of Coney Island Hard Root Beer. A delicious adult twist on an old favorite. The real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island Hard Root Beer. Ask for it by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
Attention taxpayers, if you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, you need to take it seriously. The government has the power to take everything you own. Write down this number or put it in your cell phone, but call 800-647-0499. That's 800-647-0499. When you call the Tax Support Group, you'll get free information on how you may reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. You don't have to handle the IRS on your own. One free call could stop the collections process right now. Call the Tax Support Group today. 1-800-647-0499. That's 800-647-0499. Write it down. 1-800-647-0499.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-349-9770. Again, that's 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
CBSN, the live digital news network from CBS News.
Welcome back to CBSN. I'm Jeff Glore.
Watch live anywhere, anytime.
We're following two developing situations.
Continuing coverage from the reporters of CBS News 24/7. Catch up on what you missed, view related stories, and share them.
This is a big news story.
CBSN is on right now on any computer, on the CBS News mobile app, and on Apple TV, Roku, and Fire TV. CBSN, CBS News, always on.
The Score is Chicago's exclusive home for Super Bowl 50. Don't miss the Denver Broncos take on the Carolina Panthers. Our coverage starts at 3 p.m. Listen live on Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update Studio, I'm Nick Szepkowski. Bulls second of a back-to-back tonight in Salt Lake City. They take on the Jazz one day after falling to the Clippers 120-93 in Los Angeles. Tom Thibodeau, Bulls former head coach, was on with Bill Simmons on his podcast today. Says he still remembers his 2012 Bulls team as probably his favorite.
I absolutely loved that team because there was never any quit. When you lose your best player, it's a struggle. And these guys, they refuse to give in. And they still always found a way to compete and be competitive. And I have a lot of respect for that.
This year's Bulls team, not off to the start like that one was. 26-20 on the year is this one, fourth best record in the Eastern Conference. Blackhawks have one more night off before they play in Colorado tomorrow night. No Jonathan Toews. He was suspended one game for not participating in the NHL's All-Star Weekend. Today, the NFL agrees to a deal with CBS and NBC that will split coverage of Thursday Night Football between those two this fall. And former Giants and Raiders defensive end Justin Tuck retires after 11 years in the league. NBA, Jeff Hornacek fired as head coach of the Suns. Tyler Johnson of the Heat out 2 months after undergoing shoulder surgery. DeMarcus Cousins out tonight for the Kings after suffering an ankle injury over the weekend. College basketball, Duke is out of the top 25 for the first time since 2008. Oklahoma remains at number one after their comeback win at LSU this weekend. And golf today, the Farmers Insurance Open finally wraps up at Torrey Pines after yesterday had rain and delayed that. Brent Snedeker, your winner after shooting 3 under par today. This scoreboard update brought to you by Rosen Hyundai, where you'll save a fistful of dollars. Walgreens is just around the corner with essentials like milk, paper towels, and toothpaste. And with short lines and easy parking, you can get in and get out fast. Walgreens at the corner of Happy and Healthy. I'm Nick Szapkowski, and you're listening to the exclusive home for Super Bowl 50 when the Broncos take on the Panthers. Coverage on Super Bowl Sunday begins at 3 p.m. on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This are brought to you by Blaine's Farm and Fleet. Find genuine value at Blaine's Farm and Fleet.
Boars and Bernstein, afternoons on The Score.
So next Wednesday, here's the guests.
All right, fine, Mitch, I'll tell him.
He
booked a guest. I didn't want to do this.
Mitch did?
Yes.
He booked a guest?
You want me to tell him?
He went over your head.
Don't ever go over my head again.
Who is it?
It's a porn star.
Seriously?
Yes.
Oh, God.
Porn, Dad, porn.
Is it one of the really skanky ones?
She hasn't made a movie in a while.
What's his name? Can't wait.
Hey, did you ever see School of Rock?
Yeah.
Well, this is, it's called School of,
Oh.
It stars Jack Black.
She's not made a movie in a while.
Is it Ginger Lynn?
I was in my teens the last time she made a movie. I mean, we're talking 30 years ago.
Four letters.
That's a mystery.
Is it Seika? Sega!
It doesn't matter who it is, but have
it
fun
is
with that.
Seika? Oh, ew.
Did you,
okay, cool.
Has attachments to the Cubs, the old Cubs.
947, Les, is it true you used to hang out with Seika when she was hanging out at Wrigley Field back in the day? That was in the mid-80s.
There's photo opportunities that have to be met as well.
Oh, yeah. What? I'm just going to sit and stare at Seika.
I don't think you want to.
Well, you're
I will.
Yeah.
I'm going to, though.
And you're required to have your shirt off, too, for the pictures.
Not a problem.
Blonde Heat, special guest star, Seika.
I never spoke to Seika. I guess the closest was I met Marilyn Chambers when she was in studio over at LS. By the way, she's no longer with us.
Boars and Bernstein.
Laquan Treadmill.
Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score.
Almost worse than me. Poor Les. Yes, Seika had her day, had her run.
Yeah, we're not interviewing Seika, by the way.
No, that's a lie, wasn't it?
I think they were lying to us.
Okay. Okay.
If there still may be porn stars there, but...
I think there always are, aren't there? Isn't that part of the thing?
I don't know, but we can interview somebody more interesting than Seika.
Yeah, I think we can, too. Boris and Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio 670 Score. I believe we can. I believe we can find somebody more interesting than Seika.
Yeah, I'll need to be coached up because I don't have the encyclopedic knowledge of current porn, but I'll, I promise I can do my best. Garrett is calling from Bucktown. He's
I think
on the
we'd
score.
Be all right.
Hey, Garrett.
Hey, guys. Just had a question about Hoiberg. What is he supposed to do with this roster? He obviously has the backing of the general manager and he has a 5-year contract, but it's not like you can just sit the guys down and limit their playing time because if you sit down Derek, there's really no one else to play. So just wanted to see what exactly he can do other than just waiting.
Well, you can. You're allowed to sit guys down. If you feel that there's a lineup that gives you a better chance to win or gets you closer to winning a championship, you are allowed to do that. And I think Jason Goff made the point nicely during transition that there's a lack of accountability. You know, could you say to Pau Gasol, look, it's enough of you talking about defensive responsibility
and not doing it.
Boy, and next time you let a guy walk right by you like that, you're going to sit and you're not going to play and you're not going to get an opportunity to try to aggrandize your free agency. Or do you just are you so worried about then losing him completely, having him check out on you that you don't feel you can do that? But
yeah, Garrett, it's really
that's
tricky.
My point about the 5-year deal.
Yeah,
if you signed a 5-year deal, you should be able to coach your team.
Yeah,
all the guys are playing the same minutes; they're just not trying as hard. And this idea of this fast-paced offense with the ball moving side to side and you pull that thing out of the twine and get it moving and you drag screen it, you find that first good three and you fire away. They're not interested. They told you that. Jimmy says, coach harder. And by the way, I don't want to run your offense. All right. Well, once he cuts your balls off and hands them and puts them in your hand, here you go. Here are your balls. No, coach the team. Where I don't know where you go from there. And he and Jimmy we had it out. We talked about it. We're going to turn a negative into a positive. This team hasn't been the same since then. And I don't know if the locker room it took him as serious. Or they, oh, wow, look what he just did to coach.
Sure.
Look what he just said to coach. You know, for me, that was a huge deal. It's a huge deal. When in one fell swoop, your best player, your other guy who you're lockstep, 5-year contract, joined at the hip for 5 years. And that guy goes, hey, coach harder. All right, what do you want us to do? No. That's what happened. He literally said, Coach Harder, and he said, all right, here's what I want to run, and there aren't any isolation plays. And Jim's like, no, we're gonna run isolation.
You know, I don't know where the line is where you say that he has to be or should be or they want him to be. Where do you have to get? First of all, you have to run your offense somehow. Well, you haven't. So that's pretty much out. Second of all, you need everybody to start playing better defense, which they're really not interested in. Third, you don't do much about it. I don't know. It's tricky when you start talking about what does an NBA coach do? Because we know who runs the league. It's not easy to just say, you know, start yelling at Gasol and say, come over here and sit. I mean, I don't think Fred Hazard is hard to be that guy, by the way. I don't think he does. I didn't think he... I guess I'm not sure what he thought it was going to be. But with this veteran team that's been coached hard for so long, you could see it sort of coming to an end. And now it sort of has because they just don't... When you look at them and you say, oh, they don't execute well, which is true. But when you look at them and say, God, are they trying as often as you have to with this team? Then you've got a bigger problem than, well, you know, you don't run the guy's offense, you don't listen to him. Granted, take it, that's true and true. But what do you do?
But if you've already established, it's one thing if you say, we got our own thing going on here and we've got a way we do it here. But your way sucks too. That's the problem. Is that, to your point, Terry, if you're going to say, the coach has to coach us harder and then tell the coach you're not going to run what he wants, your stuff had better be dynamite. Your alternative. If you're gonna stage it as a mutiny, your alternative had better be gangbusters. It had better be enough that with the rest of the locker room or everybody else, where it isn't just because you want yours, because you want the ball, because you don't want to have to share, because the sandbox is more fun when you don't have to share toys. And say, no, I'm in charge here, and I mean, this is what we're gonna run.
That bull sandbox is a tough place. That's a tough place when you think about the personalities on that team. It's a tough place.
That's why. Why would you not make trades? Yeah. Everybody, every time we've had Mark Schanowski on, we've talked about something has to be done. This is an ill-fitting roster. You've got problems with the personalities. You've got problems with everything else. You've got people who want to gloss it all over for everybody, make it real easy to consume, and want to conceal the truth from everybody. But you've got to make these changes, and then they say, well, we don't expect to make any changes. Well, what the hell are you doing? What are you watching? Why is this okay? Why is this okay? Get started. Get on with it. Get on with it. Figure it out. Maybe it'll be bad differently. You seriously, you think Mike Dunleavy's going to come back and all's going to be fine?
Rescue.
Nico's going to come back glue. And all's going to be fine? No.
Dunleavy's the glue.
To what?
I don't know. He was.
And then what happens? And young players are stagnating.
What's going to happen?
The other thing, I can understand, this is the other thing too. You can be 26-20 if you're looking at development. If, the record's not there, but boy, we got some kids coming on. Some of these resources.
If you're Orlando and you're 26-20, you're delighted. You're out of your mind with glee at this.
Look
at
it just going, ah. Some of these guys are coming in. The problem is, you're 26-20, and a lot of it is because your young players aren't getting better.
It's true. I mean, there's been nothing there that you said. Did you say to yourself, okay. I mean, Mirotić was playing better before the appendectomy, but I don't know how much better. So point-wise, because there's still weaknesses in his game, and he knows it, and everybody else knows it. But I don't see how this locker room, how you deal with this, how you throw a college coach in there. I don't care if he's played pro or not. I think it's a very, very, very difficult place to be. And it shows me every night. And not that they're bad, and not too bad, and not that they're not trying every night. Some nights they're better than others, but I just look at it and say, I don't know why you did that, and I don't know why you continue to do that, and I don't know why you continue to say that.
Here's a note that it speaks to something you said earlier about Calvin Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
Ian Rappaport of NFL Network says, as the Lions await the call on Calvin Johnson's retirement, Johnson personally called Martha Ford and her daughters to thank them for everything.
Class.
Like you say, pro.
Yeah, classy guy.
Solon on the south side. You're on the score.
Yo, what's up?
Hey, Solon.
Yo, what's up, Terry? That dude Portis, and the announcers was like gassing him up. He was just lobbing shots up. I mean, it was no consistency. And I hope that he's not a bust, but so far, I can't understand what this dude is doing.
Well, he can't either.
He doesn't either, Solon. I mean,
it's okay. He's a rookie. Yeah. I'm not going to close the book on Bobby Portis.
Forgive him.
Far from it.
Others, Solon, you can forgive him, but others, you can close the book on him. I mean, they're just not.
Are you closing the book on Dougie McBuckets? Have you come to the end of your book?
Put it on my head. Done with it. Oh. The minute the book is on my head, I'm done with it.
You can't done read it anymore. It's just, you're only using it to protect you from global thermonuclear war.
Yep, I'm done with it. Yep. He's done. That's what I get. You know, you deserve what you get in life. You know what I'm saying? You deserve it. I deserve that. I absolutely do. I'm a bad scout.
You know, it's too bad.
Yeah.
He is trying.
He is. Yeah. He's the one guy that I know is trying. That's for sure. But it's just too floppy.
No, and he can't stay in front of someone.
No.
Well, I'm telling you, they should let him play with a tennis racket in his hand. Just so he can kind of like, hey, you know, just to bother somebody with it. You know, or a pool cue or something. He could just poke people.
Yeah, again, you made your bed. I did. And I'm in it right now. And I want out of it.
You know that's like the skimming net you use for your pool?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, that long net. Could he use that? Give him that or like nunchucks. You have a special rule where only Doug McDermott gets him, but he's allowed to have nunchucks.
You knew all along he was going to struggle in defense. There's no doubt about that. I never thought anything but that. But I just felt that on the offensive end, he could do that kind of thing. He could fill it up for you. He could do that kind of stuff where the instant that ball touches his hands, he's on the way to the basket with it. It's up. And it just has never happened. It doesn't materialize.
But it's got to be. The problem is the pass to him, he's so athletically constrained that the pass to him has to be ideal. And the Bulls are so bad at getting guys the ball in rhythm and in shooting position. Yep.
And I judged yesterday that I'm pretty sure I'd have to check with a professional, but I think Kirk Heinrich is dead. I think he's gone.
Dr. Frazier?
Yeah, I think so. Why was he back? What for? What are you doing?
There's
too many DOAs, and I have one of them. I take credit for one of them, and there's nothing I can take.
Tony Snell was a first round pick.
16th player?
Terrible.
Fort
Lauderdale is Dave on the score.
Yeah, kind of bad.
Dan, Terry, always a pleasure.
Dr. Dave.
How are you, Doc?
Doing great. You know, all things for me always revolve around the Cubs. And in the last years of the Hendry regime, you had these so bad players with large. And they just had to get rid of them before they could do something new. Are the Bulls in the same situation? Do they just have to trade wherever they can and wait for some of these contracts, in particular Derrick Rose, to just kind of go away before it even begins to turn around?
Yeah, the difference is the Cubs weren't dealing with a salary cap. I mean, you're talking about it where you actually have to do it. You're not just choosing to have to do it, where you are constrained. You are in the luxury tax, and you are paying out all this money because of all of your contracts. And you're actually, the Bulls do actually have to wait it out. Derrick Rose isn't going anywhere.
No. Yeah, Dave, I wish it were that easy.
Powell opt out. Joe's off the books. That helps.
He wants to come back, though.
He's not coming back.
But Dave, here's the thing, Dr. Dave. Look at it this way. You're not that far away from the Cubs. I mean, that's what I think. If you are a Chicago sports fan, you've got the Blackhawks playoff run, which we won't start for a while, and then the Cubs are back. Other than that, I don't know what there is that you could grasp onto and say, I could have a good time doing this. Because you want to have fun doing it, and it's not fun. You know, an NBA product, when you watch the really good teams play, up and down a little bit during games or maybe a spell. But this is a team that's up and down whole games. And you don't, what? Where did you go? Well, coffee. Well, okay. And when are you coming back?
Later.
When we want.
Yeah. By the way,
Coach Harder. Coach Harder. Used to be at Oregon.
Not Dick Harder. Coach Harder. And he'd say, Harder. Yes. What? What should I do? Coach Harder? Yes.
Boy, it's a tough thing. Goes through life named Dick Harder. And he was a good, really good coach.
Yeah, he was.
Hell yeah. defensive coach. He should. That's what he should do. Bring him in. Wasn't, he's dead?
He's dead, I think, isn't
well,
he?
Well, that's the time. We get him cheap.
Yeah, call his agent. Was he? He was the first coach of the Charlotte Hornets, right?
Yeah.
And then he ended up being one of the coordinators under Larry Bird.
Yes, and long time Oregon. And built a pretty good program.
Yep, so that's the name you want.
But he was a
Dick Harder.
Defensive genius. And if he's dead, okay, that gets in the way.
He is. Is he dead?
Dick?
Dick, are you dead? Hello, Dick. I'm asking you, Dick, are you dead?
And
Richard what? Alvin Dick Harder died March 12th of 2012.
Like I say, you can get him cheap. How even came into the conversation?
He died at the age of 81.
Damn it.
Damn.
How did he get in the conversation, Dick Harder?
In Park Forest.
You brought him in.
This is Noel on the score.
Hey, how you doing?
We're good.
Oh, boy.
Just wanted to say something about the Bulls not getting open on their shots. They are getting open. What I see the problem is their follow through on their shots is horrible.
All the Bulls follow through on their shots. So this is a pandemic on the Bulls that every one of them has a bad follow through on their shot.
Yeah, I mean, if you really look at them, they're the way they're shooting them up, they're all not lighting themselves up.
Everybody? Every single person on the Bulls coincidentally shares the same exact problem.
What was that, I'm sorry?
You're saying that everybody on the Bulls coincidentally shares the same common shooting flaw.
I want to say everybody, but I'm the majority, whoever's taking the shot. I want to say Aaron Brooks, for sure.
Aaron Brooks, his form's fine. Nothing wrong with his form.
Portis, yeah. Okay, Portis.
Portis is launching them up.
All right.
I knew this was going to be, I could tell right away.
Just the way they're letting them.
How long have you been watching basketball, Noel?
For a long time.
How long?
For 10 years.
10 years, okay.
Mm-hmm. Right. Not long enough.
All right, so who's form do you think they need to emulate?
It's hard to say. I mean,
no, it shouldn't be hard to say. Whose form Crawford. Do you think they need to emulate?
Well, I mean, it's the simple basics of shooting the ball.
Okay.
Elbow should be in. Your whole body should be in.
Okay. Whose form? You say you've been watching basketball for 10 years. Whose form do you think they should have?
Yeah, whose form do you like?
Who do I like?
Mm-hmm.
Let's say Scottie Pippen.
Scottie Pippen?
Yes.
Yeah, Scottie Pippen.
Okay, let's name somebody currently playing.
Yeah, 10 years. That's...
I mean, we should always say Steph Curry, being that he's the number one all-time great shooter. I want to say all-time, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
But he's in that track.
Oh, he's all time.
Mm-hmm. Let's see.
So you think the key for Steph is his follow through?
Yeah, so you think we need to call Fred Hoiberg and we can solve the Bulls' woes by simply.
I wouldn't say that solved the problem, but I mean it'll get us in a better position.
All right, we're going to put that on the list, and that we'll have a problem with their follow through.
Ooh.
Orson Bernstein in 20 minutes.
Yep.
Steve Greenberg.
Yeah, we're going to catch up on some college basketball.
He'll advise us on how to consume Big Ten buckets.
Yeah, I need help.
It's that time. Terry needs help. You have the score.
Dan Bernstein here.
And Terry Bors.
We'll be live from the site of Super Bowl 50 in San Francisco this Wednesday through Friday, 1 to 6.
Talking to the biggest, fattest names in football. So don't you dare miss it.
Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score. 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
From the Super Bowl in San Francisco, I'm Jim Rome with your CBS Sports Minute. The second Calvin Johnson showed up in Detroit, the rap has always been that he does not compare to any other player. Well, it took about a decade, but this morning, Lions fans are comparing him to somebody else, Barry Sanders. Just like Barry did back in 1999, Calvin Johnson apparently is going to call it quits early on. ESPN reports that he told his inner circle yesterday that 9 spectacular seasons were enough. And if that's the case, that's going to sting.
You see, no matter how bad things got in Detroit, fired head coaches, choked away games, even 0-16, Detroit could always say, well, at least we've got Megatron. Well, now they don't. It was great while it lasted, and it was a great ride. Good luck throwing jump balls to Golden Tate, and go Tigers. D-Town, transform and roll out. I'm Jim Rome.
Sports fans, according to the U.S. Census Bureau, those with a master's degree earn 31% more than those with a bachelor's degree. Increase your earning power by completing a master's degree in 18 months or less at the Morris Graduate School of Management. For a one-stop admission event, bring your transcript on Monday, February 15th to Robert Morris University's Chicago campus. RSVP at robertmorris.edu/masters/RSVP. That's robertmorris.edu/masters/RSVP. Buffalo Wild Wings is everyone's favorite premier sports bar and the best place to watch the big game. They have tons of TVs, great food like beefy burgers, tasty wraps, and B-Dub's signature wings. Wash it all down with your choice of up to 30 different beers on tap. Having a big game party at home? Carry out the B-Dub's flavor and be the MVP. Call ahead now to pre-order your wings so they're ready when you are. Call them in Algonquin, Crystal Lake, and Hoffman Estates. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
916.
Craving more excitement in your life? Make a date with Sullivan Steakhouse, home of the sure thing. Their mouthwatering $42 three-course menu. Choose an alluring appetizer like their cheesesteak egg rolls or crispy Shanghai calamari, an incredible entree like their thick, juicy filet or succulent Bay of Fundy salmon. All for only $42. Your decadent deal awaits at Sullivan Steakhouse.
Getting affordable parts for your vehicle has never been easier. In fact, it's as easy as ABC. ABC Auto Parts. Stop paying inflated prices for new parts that deflate your wallet. ABC Auto Parts has thousands of parts salvaged from insurance loss vehicles, including transmissions, engines, doors, and tires and wheels for all vehicles. Recycled parts save time, money, and the planet. The next time you need a part, try us first. We've been here since 1936, so we probably have what you need. ABC Auto Parts. Online at abcap.com. That's abcap.com.
And if you have 15 gigs for $100 from AT&T, 50 with Sprint. Even if you have T-Mobile's 10 gigs for $80, we'll give it to you for 40. Oh, and one more thing. We'll even pay your switching fees up to $650 per line so you can switch to the Sprint LTE Plus network today. Visit a Sprint store or sprint.com/save50%.
Offer coverage not available everywhere or for discounted phones. Excludes taxes, surcharges, roaming, premium content, and competitor promos or sales. Subject to new line $36 activation fee. Credit valid for it and plans may not be exact match. See website for eligible plans. Limited time offer. Savings to 1-818 after pay full amount. Exclusions and restrictions apply.
Feeling stuck in a state of compensation stagnation? You know, another year with no raise? Then let State Farm agent Sean O'Neill in Chicago on Irving Park Road help you get to a better state with a discount double check that can stretch your hard-earned dollars a little farther. He'll go through your car insurance to make sure you're getting all the discounts you deserve. Discounts that could add up to 40% and put $100 extra dollars in your pocket. Sound good? Then get your budget to a better state by calling State Farm agent Sean O'Neill at 773-685-3600 today.
It's a new year and time for a new home loan. Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly, and in 2016, I want to help you make a resolution that you can actually keep. Some people want to lose weight, others want to give up bad habits, but everybody wants to save more. So let's get your new year kicked off right, and let me show you how to start saving money. If your current rate is not in the threes, or if you have some credit card debt you want to get rid of, call me now. 773-770-4727. That's 773-770-4727 or thehomeloanexpert.com. Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee.
Xfinity from Comcast. Visit Xfinity.com to learn more about everything Xfinity has to offer or get started with Digital Economy TV for just $19.99 a month for 12 months. There's no term contract and no early termination fee. Plus, it's all backed by the 30-day money-back Comcast customer guarantee. Don't wait. Call 1-800-XFINITY today. Requires a moment to equal paperless billing and auto pay. Offer ends 3/31/16. Restrictions apply. New customers only. Availability at the time.
Amazing taste of Coney Island hard root beer. A delicious adult twist on an old favorite. The real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island hard root beer. Ask for it by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
Attention taxpayers. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, you need to take it seriously. The government has the power to take everything you own. Write down this number or put it in your cell phone, but call 800-647-0499. That's 800-647-0499. When you call the Tax Support Group, you'll get free information on how you may reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. You don't have to handle the IRS on your own. One free call could stop the collections process right now. Call the Tax Support Group today. 1-800-647-0499. That's 800-647-0499. Write it down. 1-800-647-0499.
Shows based in Illinois? Leasing is a great way to put a brand new car from the auto show in your driveway. Check out all the automaker's top lease deals at the show. Download the official Chicago Auto Show app for up-to-the-minute show information and the chance to win a new Buick Encore. Weekday discounts make the Chicago Auto Show a bargain. Parking's only $10 in McCormick Place lots every evening after 6. Find out more and buy tickets online at chicagoautoshow.com. Don't forget the early open at 9 a.m. every day.
Does your basement or crawl space have damp, musty odors? Do you worry about indoor gases and pollutants? Everyday living generates moisture that can nourish mold and odors, even asthmatic triggers. Indoor pollutants linked to respiratory ailments, birth defects, and cancers can become trapped in your home. You can't buy health, but you can buy Wave's moisture control and air quality products. Wave Home Solutions. For a dry, healthy home. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to goodairtoday.com. That's goodairtoday.com.
13th.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update Studio, I'm Nick Szczepkowski. Bulls back in action tonight there in Salt Lake City to take on the Jazz. Bulls fell yesterday to the Clippers in L.A., 120-93. Bulls are 26-20 on the season. That's the fourth best record currently in the NBA's Eastern Conference. Blackhawks, one more night off before they play in Colorado tomorrow night. No Jonathan Toews tomorrow. He was suspended one game for not participating in the NHL's All-Star Weekend. Ratings are out for that, and it's the highest-rated All-Star game to have been played and shown on NBC Sports Network. Today, the NFL agrees to a deal with CBS and NBC that's going to split the coverage of Thursday Night Football between those two this fall. Former Giants and Raiders defensive end Justin Tuck announces he retires today after spending 11 years in the league. NBA, Jeff Hornacek fired as head coach of the Suns. Tyler Johnson of the Heat's going to be out 2 months. He underwent shoulder surgery. DeMarcus Cousins is going to be out tonight for the Kings. He suffered an ankle injury over the weekend. College basketball, new top 25 poll is out. Oklahoma stays number one after their comeback win at LSU this weekend. And for the first time since 2008, Duke not in the college basketball top 25. Golf today, Farmers Insurance Open at Torrey Pines. Final round wraps up after a rain delay on Sunday. Brent Snedeker, your winner after shooting a 3-under round today. The Grossinger.com hotline, find over 4,000 vehicles at 9 area locations at Grossinger.com. I'm Nick Szczepkowski, and you're listening to the exclusive home for Super Bowl 50 when the Broncos take on the Panthers. Coverage on Super Bowl Sunday begins 3 p.m. on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Boys and Bruce, we're going to try to follow through here on what we're talking about.
Wow.
It's one of those days. It's one of those, I don't want to talk to that guy ever again. The call about not following through on your shots, that's what's wrong with the Bulls.
And then he says he's been watching games for 10 years, and the first guy he Scottie brings Pippen. Up is a guy who hasn't been playing for how long? I mean, retired before he started watching basketball.
Welcome in.
I don't know what that was.
Anyway,
that's somebody that just wants to hear himself talk on the radio who's just an idiot. I mean, he's a harmless
Steve
idiot.
Greenberg will join us in a few moments. We'll talk just a little bit about the Big Ten and what's going on with the basketball, because a lot of people like Big Ten basketball. I like it. I want to catch up on a little bit. Now's the chance. Got some time to catch up. And some of it I could live without.
Yeah, you know what? In general, college basketball has been bizarre this year.
It has.
It's upside down. You know, I used to know that when I watch Kentucky, I had a thing. There was something I'm seeing.
You don't have a thing.
And now, you know, Tyler Ulis is a nice player, and there's guys there you want to watch, and you know, the center's going to be a top 10 pick. And, you know, you can watch Maryland, and you see a couple NBA guys. Duke's awful. And that Carolina team is another, you know, they've got so many, like, second-round picks on that team. It's so weird.
Enough to win a title?
I don't know, but they're a whole team of second-round picks. So it's very strange to watch them. And when I saw them last year play against Ohio State, and I, you know, I wanted to see D'Angelo Russell. I wanted to see all the guys that, and I thought, okay, I think Carolina's just wait till next year. Kennedy Meeks and Page and some of these guys, and they're just not that much better than they were. I really thought that they would get better. I thought some of those guys would play their way, you know, mid-first round status guys. You really were looking at his future NBAers, but I guess it's sort of an experiment to me. Can a team with that many fringe pros in today's college basketball end up beating a team with a couple of potential top pros out there? And the weirdest thing is the best professional player playing is kind of a college player, Ben Simmons. He does things clearly that are going to translate.
Yeah,
but
he's not a
dominant college player. You can definitely see what's going to happen, but they're not really good.
No, he's not carrying them to basketball glory.
Right. And then the guy who is an exciting guy, there's Buddy Hield, who's a really exciting college player, maybe just kind of an okay pro.
Yeah.
Who's sort of taken his time to play his way under radar screens. That's why it's an odd season in college buckets. For me, at least.
No, I agree. I still like that North Carolina team.
I do, too.
For all of it.
But they're weird.
Yeah.
Because they don't have... It's been a while. That's more like one of the old teams. More like an early 90s kind of team, where you just had a bunch of really good players.
Well, I think
you can win a national title. Without a guy who's like, oh, hot damn, there's a lot of guys. They don't have a lottery pick.
No. There's no lottery pick. I've seen him a couple times.
A bunch of guys going to be in camps.
It's been a couple months.
Like, everybody who plays on that team is going to be in an NBA camp somewhere. But then again, that's sort of the level where Danny Green was, and nobody thought that Danny Green was going to become a critical component on one of the best teams in the league.
One of the new big three.
Right?
He's one of the new big three, I'm told. I would have never guessed that, by the way. I would have never thought that I'd say that. He's one of our new big three. When the old big three go, we'll still have a big three because we have Danny Green.
I wouldn't have ever thought that.
No, I wouldn't have.
Jalen from Rosemont says, when looking to remake the Bulls, you have to consider the possibility that the moves they would like to make are not available. It's only a few teams to whom Pau Gasol would have value, and finding a deal under the cap that gives the Bulls something might not be easy to find, and Rose's contract's a problem. This summer it might be movable because he'll be in the final year of his deal. There are some teams who may be willing to take a one-season flyer on him in a contract year with no long-term commitment, but most importantly, the cap goes up. So almost all teams will have more fluidity in making deals than they do today. And it could be the Bulls are considering selling high on Jimmy, but they can't get the value they want until you get to a more freewheeling environment. So you can come up with options for a Bulls makeover. You ease the cap by $19 million for everyone, and all of a sudden the options expand. The summer will see a huge amount of wheeling and dealing for that reason. Yeah, I just wonder if you're...
It's got to come. It's just a matter of when.
I hope that you're not allowing a coach in that situation to dribble his authority down his leg. Because it's just, this has not been an auspicious start. I don't think that Fred Hoiberg thought it would be quite like this. But when you end up with the best player on the team publicly emasculating you and then announcing that after you're supposed to coach harder, your first instinct is to try to do what you do, and that's coach offense, and he's not interested. Coach harder, here's my offense. I don't want to run your offense. Oh, okay, great. That worked out well.
And they don't. And it's not even close.
And by the way, I was wrong about the NHL All-Star Game. I said it did a 1.
Yeah.
It didn't do a 1.
What did it do?
0.9. But they're happy with it. They couldn't be more pleased with their 0.9. They
gave Bettman 7 more years on that. 7 more years for that, man. Wow. A 1.9. Okay. Anyway, we will visit with Steve Greenberg from the Sun-Times. We will talk about Big Ten. Where exactly are we at in the Big Ten basketball? Is there somebody that's really good there?
We'll ask him that. He's next on The Score.
This Sunday, The Score is Chicago's exclusive home for Super Bowl 50. It's Ron Rivera's Carolina Panthers, led by Cam Newton, versus Peyton Manning and that tough Denver Broncos defense. Listen live. Our coverage starts at 3 p.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Super Bowl 50 on The Score is a presentation of Westwood One.
Buffalo Wild Wings is everyone's favorite premier sports bar and the best place to watch the big game. They have tons of TVs, great food like beefy burgers, tasty wraps, and B-Dub's signature wings. Wash it all down with your choice of up to 30 different beers on tap. Having a big game party at home? Carry out the B-Dub's flavor and be the MVP. Call ahead now to pre-order your wings so they're ready when you are. Call them in Hoffman Estates, Mount Prospect, and Vernon Hills. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Step right up.
out to the amazing taste of Coney Island hard root beer. A delicious adult twist on an old favorite. The real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island hard root beer. As for it by name, Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
Attention taxpayers, if you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, you need to take it seriously. The government has the power to take everything you own. Write down this number or put it in your cell phone, but call 800-647-0499. That's 800-647-0499. When you call the Tax Support Group, you'll get free information on how you may reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. You don't have to handle the IRS on your own. One free call could stop the collections process right now. Call the Tax Support Group today. 1-800-647-0499. That's 800-647-0499. Write it down, 1-800-647-0499.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
1-800-375-5418. That's 1-800-375-5418.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-349-9770. Again, that's 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining and bad odors with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable water systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodwater411.com. That's goodwater411.com.
CBS Thursday. It's that moment you wake up and realize
she's nuts.
They may be a little clingy.
What happened to you?
You're what happened to me.
They may do things you really can't understand.
Why would you talk about me on your dates?
I think they have a right to know why I'm so broken.
But you're stuck with them because this is your family.
Are you insane?
Yes, so be careful.
Anna Faris and Allison Janney star in Mom. CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
Today.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com,
Chicago Sports Station.
At 442, Boers and Bernstein, we've been promising all day to take a quick look at Big Ten basketball this season because we've been tardy in getting to it, at least I have. And we are joined now by Steve Greenberg of the Chicago Sun-Times, and he is with us on the Home Run In Pizza hotline. Home Run In Pizza, the perfect choice for the big game. Hello, Steve.
Hi, guys.
How you doing, my friend? Everything all right?
Everything's all right. Thank you.
And we should mention he is followable on Twitter, at SL Greenberg. So you're still St. Louis-based, correct?
I am.
And you have lost your football team. Your poor, woebegone Rams are no longer.
And I can tell you that the reaction to whatever you picture, whatever somebody listening right now pictures the reaction to be in such a town, it's less. You know, there are the people who are pissed, and everybody else, you know, there's just so much apathy that reigns here for football.
Interesting, because I mean the NFL acts like, man, we can move here and we can do this, and we get $1 billion, we can do all this stuff, yet and St. Louis, would they've been there how long?
So the question we have for you today is,
yes,
what do we watch? What matters now? Now that the Big Ten's starting to shake out, it's a strange year in college basketball. It's a strange year in a power conference, this Big Ten. But what compels you at the moment?
It is a strange year, I'll give you that. I think what's interesting to me is the kind of turnover at the top. You know, Michigan State's really good again. Wisconsin is kind of hanging in there, but you're looking at Iowa and Maryland, and that's really new. I think Iowa took me a while to sort of buy it, because I've become accustomed to Iowa fading and not coming through in big games under Fran McCaffrey, kind of revealing a so-called soft underbelly.
Mm-hmm.
This team is nothing like that. It's probably the most complete team in the conference. And in a season without, you know, real true Goliaths in college basketball, I think Iowa has a shot to go as far as, you know, any team out there right now. And Maryland, much the same. This is as good a starting five as there's been in the Big Ten, as good a starting group in terms of, you know, purely in terms of talent. I'm not saying the way they mesh like Wisconsin last year, but this is a really rarely talented Big Ten team. So there's a lot of fun there with those two. And Purdue, I think, is better than it's been in a long time, has a higher ceiling than it has in a really long time. So it's not necessarily a great year in the Big Ten, but in a season in college basketball when there's just a window of opportunity for any good team, there are more teams in the Big Ten that could take advantage of that potentially than usual. Michigan, I'd throw in there, Indiana as well. So there's a lot that could happen.
You know, I was thinking about, I don't know, maybe a month and a half ago, Steve, whatever it was, and I just thought the Big Ten wasn't as good as it usually is. There were several teams that were sort of bottom out and kind of bottom feeders. I thought, you know, this might be the year for Northwestern, and now I know it's not. I thought that, you know, you could crack through this in the Big Ten, that maybe you could get some success. And when they play one of the teams, the aforementioned teams that you talked about, they just get brutalized.
No doubt. And I think in general, there's still a slow coming around to what really matters in the tournament picture. It's not your, well, will it 9-9 in the Big Ten be good enough? You know, how many wins you, it's who you beat. You take, you know, your performances, your wins against really good teams, your losses against teams you shouldn't lose to, those all really count. Everything else kind of does, everything else gets sort of replaced by metrics.
Yep, that Penn State loss for them, for me, yeah, that was my first glaring warning sign where I'm thinking, you come home on the heels of a big win and drop that. I thought, not your year.
Yeah, for sure. So, you know, but it's you have to look hard for really quality wins for Northwestern among, I think, the 15 they have overall. They only have three in the Big Ten. At this point, we're getting close to, I would think, where no hot streak, you know, could affect any change in their tournament status other than winning the Big Ten tournament, and that's very far-fetched. So it'll go on until next year and possibly beyond that, but it would be nice and exciting and a really fun story. It's just not unfolding at all.
And the Illini are kind of bad again, too, as well. They're not a factor. John Gross is, you know, Steve, I don't know what happens there, but you can't be where they are in basketball for this long.
No, take what you said. They're kind of bad. Let's take what you said and at least triple it, because they're horrible. I mean, this is and it has a lot to do with injuries, but this is a bottomed out Illini situation. You know, it's not like they don't have anybody on scholarship who's playing. They've got Malcolm Hill and Kendrick Nunn. They're a pretty darn talented twosome of former four-star recruits who've blossomed into really productive players, but they still lose every game. So you have to factor in injuries that were really serious, but you also have to look honestly at the issues of overall player development under John Gross, the perceptible quality of the coaching in games, what you see compared to what you see from these other teams coached by really good staffs around the Big Ten. And I see Illinois routinely outperformed in that vein, and the recruiting, you know, has certainly lacked the kind of home run success stories that Gross has gone after. So it's as bad as it gets. I mean, they are going to probably finish with a losing overall record out of the postseason altogether. And this is going to be the time when, assuming Illinois at some point actually hires a new athletic director, that person's first real big decision, of course, will be whether or not to keep John Gross. And Illinois could be pretty good next year, healthy and all that. I mean, they have pieces.
Mm-hmm.
But if he does come back, then you're really next year judge John Gross very strictly on whether or not that team makes the tournament, turns a corner in a huge way. If it doesn't, by that point, it's got to be over.
You mentioned Iowa and how you're believing that they may not have that soft underbelly. I know that you need a pronunciation guide. It's the one
you
thing
do, yeah.
That
you do. I'm puzzled.
Yeah, you start watching that tape, and you've got Utah, who's really good,
mm-hmm.
and
right.
Peter Jock, even though it looks like joke.
It's Jock.
Yep. He ain't no joke.
Yep. Good one.
And you've got, what is it, OK Uka?
Yeah,
like and Yule Dom, and then there's Michael Socup, and there's all sorts of stuff going on there. Like, God, at least I'm not doing play-by-play for that team. Wow, but they're good. Like you say, they might be tougher than some of these teams that suckered you in the past.
Yeah, they're more, you know, Wisconsin-like. If you look at the last couple Wisconsin teams than anything else that I can think of. They're experienced and long and really kind of appear to be greater than the sum of their parts. They're tough and all that. They've been great in these close games. You know, I think this is the best Iowa team in a really long time. So I don't know if that's the kind of, you know, best Iowa team is the kind of thing that lights the fire under college basketball fans in general, but
mm-hmm.
they're really watchable, you know. I haven't been able to say that about an Iowa team in a long time. They've been fun, pretty fun offensively at times, and then just so frustrating because of how, again, soft they were. And they've just toughened up. It's a good mix of players, good chemistry, and all that. And so, yeah, they could go to the Final Four.
And you mentioned Maryland too, which I think is really going to be the test. We were just talking about the national picture and how odd it is that you can't turn on a Kentucky game and know that you're seeing six first-round picks like you used
not.
To. You can't look at Kansas and see those numbers. Even Carolina, you've got a whole team of potential second-round picks, but no
right.
real transcendent star there. Yet Maryland, you know, sometimes you see Maryland. Melo Trimble is an NBA player. Diamond Stone is an NBA player, and there might be others there. And I don't mean just guys who find their way on a roster, but guys who are going to make some
it's
money
a good
in the
pick
league.
If you want it.
And that might be a good pick. The question is this the year that one of those teams without a top NBA level talent is able to win a national title?
Could be. It really could. Kansas is a perfect example.
Yep. So. Seldon and Ellis. Yep.
Yeah, you've got like three second round guys at best, borderline first round guys. They might not even get drafted, but they play well together. They play really hard. Maryland is, I mean, Melo Trimble is just moving up all the time. I think he'll wind up being a lottery pick. Diamond Stone, same.
Lottery
Jake
pick.
Jake Lehman, for sure, first-round pick. Borderline, you know, lottery pick is what everybody says about him. And Robert Carter, power forward. He's an NBA player, potential first-round pick. You don't get teams like that around the Big Ten often at all. It's really unusual. And I know Maryland doesn't really feel like a Big Ten seed, so it's kind of authentic, kind of not.
Yeah, you know, Steve, I have trouble when I'm talking about Maryland, and I'm still trying to wrap my head around the fact they are a Big Ten team, so it's okay to talk about them, but I still struggle with that sometimes.
I know, we can't totally claim them. It's like Penn State in those early years of football, but, you know, they are an absolute blast. But I also think with that Maryland team, there seems to be something where they have trouble dominating teams as they should.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, college basketball, we've seen enough of it to know that chemistry counts. It's not just about talent.
Is this another Michigan State team that peaks late, the typical Tom Izzo team that he uses all of these conference games to find out what he has? He rides the roller coaster, and then I'll be damned, here they come again, better than you think they are when it matters most.
Yeah, well, this is an unusual team at Michigan State in that in the early season, I mean, they peaked early, but early on, they won all these games that we're used to them losing. The games we were used to you know, chalking up to toughening them up for later.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they won them all. And then they hit a little bump after Valentine got hurt, and that's totally understandable. He was out for a few games, and Rusty coming back, and they lost three. I think they may actually be the best team in the league now, or right up there with Iowa and Maryland, certainly. And they've got to still – you can't take for granted the Pete Late thing. They have a lot of players who haven't played key roles before. They're a little more of a, you know, of an offensively talented Michigan State team. They're leading the Big Ten in a lot of defensive categories, but it's not that classic guard you like Wild Dogs Michigan State type of team. They're not bigger, stronger than everybody. They're going to have to, you know, play a lot of beautiful offensive basketball to do it. But they've got Valentine, who's unlike anybody else, and Bryn Forbes and Aaron Harris. They have a lot of pieces on the perimeter that are really, really good. Of course, I mean, I always assume they're going to win games in a lot of them in March, and I guess I do again.
What about Purdue? We haven't talked about them at all.
Yeah, the best size of anybody. They're huge. You know, you've got A.J. Hammonds, and you've had motor questions about him. He's a seven-footer. At times, he plays every bit the part of a defensively dominant, offensively productive, legit, straight-up NBA center for 15 years type of guy. And you see that with him on an irregular basis, but on an unmistakable level when you do see it. And I still think he's that guy. You know, he has not permanently turned it up. Mm-hmm. And that's so I kind of figure it won't happen at this point. If it were going to happen, it would have happened by now.
Yeah, a lot of scouts disagree. A lot of scouts are just kind of thinking this is he's physically mature to a point where it's not like he's got to grow into his body anymore. You're supposed to be seeing it now from a senior.
You absolutely should. And I'm sure it frustrates Matt Painter beyond how he lets on. It's got to be maddening. But Purdue has got this incredible size, and, you know, they're kind of like a football team playing basketball. And they can beat anybody in the Big Ten anywhere, any game, no doubt. But they also got handled at Illinois. You know, that's got to just make you think. That shouldn't have happened, and it certainly wouldn't happen to any of these other teams we've talked about at this point. So with Purdue, there's still
not quite
level at least to ascend to, and you know, well, they haven't done it yet. So I remain a little bit skeptical, but they're good, and they're a tournament team, and they're probably a top four or five seed going in. So they've got a good chance to play for a while.
A lot of solid info here.
Yeah, really
hope people
good.
Are paying attention. It's exactly what we needed, was a full-blown Big Ten hoops reset, and we got it with Steve Greenberg from the Sun-Times. Thanks for your time today, Steve.
Awesome. I'm glad to do it. Anytime.
Thank you, my friend.
It was good. There you go.
There you have it.
You can't say you're not up to date on Big Ten competitors there. So there's your answer. You got stuff to watch.
That's stuff to watch.
For Boers and Bernstein, the Power Hour starts next. And tomorrow at this time, we're going to be out a little bit early
racing to the airport.
Get to the airport and...
In the storm. The storm of the century.
At least it'll be rain and not snow.
So yes.
That's all good. WSCR, the score.
Moe and Hanley here. Right now, you are listening to Boers and Bernstein.
When it's time to start your day, do it with us.
That's right. We're live at 5, talking about Chicago's hottest sports stories.
Moe and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
We wake up early just for you, Chicago.
On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's Sports.
Buffalo Wild Wings is everyone's favorite premier sports bar and the best place to watch the big game. They have tons of TVs, great food like beefy burgers, tasty wraps, and B-Dub's signature wings. Wash it all down with your choice of up to 30 different beers on tap. Having a big game party at home? Carry out the B-Dub's flavor and be the MVP. Call ahead now to pre-order your wings so they're ready when you are. Call them in Algonquin, Crystal Lake, and Hoffman Estates. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Step right up to the amazing taste of Coney Island hard root beer. A delicious adult twist on an old favorite. The real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island hard root beer. Ask for it by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
Hey Mom, how'd you like to forget having to work like crazy just to make someone else rich? Earn great money from home so you can have the freedom to be the mom you want to be.
I'm a single mom, and when I found this opportunity, I was able to make $1,200 part-time my first month, fire my boss, and now work from home full-time around my kids.
Get free information from the Moms Business Network today. Just go to income10.com to learn how. That's income10.com. You can start earning great money as soon as next